When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
Okay, Joey Pals, Monday, February 20th, segment two, take two. It's time for my DOHC. So we welcome back to our microphones Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela.
Hi, Joey.
What's that new title you got? I've forgotten it.
Board of Directors.
I'm a director for the Board of Directors for the California Society of Health System Pharmacists, or CSHP.
Do you do a little bit of that every day?
No, I think it comes in waves, and so we will look at certain things that are coming down from, the California government that might impact the role of pharmacists. I'm also hoping to support the pharmacist societies in the Inland Empire and trying to give a voice to what patients may benefit from from the pharmacist being more active in the care team.
Let me throw something at you. Now, Joey Pals, she's had no heads up. She's got no computer, nothing in front of her. All this toxic issue in Ohio from the train derailment. I don't quite understand what was in the air. Can you shed any medical light on that for me? For me? For our thousands of Joey Pals? Because it's so confusing and scary.
It is scary because the train derailment really led to a lot of different petroleum products being in the air. And air quality is really something that we should all be focusing on. I think it's very timely with our recent winds here. And there's ways for us to keep an eye on the air quality around us. If you look at any of your weather monitoring websites or apps, most of us have it on our phone. It'll tell us what the temperature is. If you click in there, it will give you insight into what the weather, what the particulate level in the air is, what the air quality is, and that can frame some of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis.
But isn't our air quality pretty good in the Coachella Valley?
It changes. It changes from day to day, from week to week, and even in the different seasons, different things are going to be in the air. Right now, with the wind, there's a lot of dust and particulate and things in the air that's been picked up from the ground and aerosolized, meaning it's in the air, small enough to stay there for you to inhale.
So with that train derailment, which, by the way, was the fourth one since January, but that's a whole nother radio show. Okay, now the toxic things spilled out of these tank cars, why did they burn them?
I don't know exactly why. I would surmise that they wanted to burn away some of the dangerous things. But of course, that also leads to particulate in the air. And I don't know that there's a good way to necessarily eliminate your risk if you live close by.
I mean, you can't vacuum it up. And did you see where all the kitty cats were dying?
I didn't see that.
They said lots of indoor cats. You thought it was safe if you didn't go outside. But then they had a lot of reports of cats dying that were indoor cats.
And, you know, being indoors is one way that we can work to protect ourselves. But you have to have certain things in place. Good air filters. When was the last time you checked your air filter?
Do I have one?
Do you have an air filter? It's always a good idea. We rely heavily on our air conditioning systems, and then we rely on heating. Having somebody come in once a year and review those systems to make sure that the filters are in good working order, so that you can try and eliminate some of those particulates.
Gosh.
HEPA filters are really important. They've come down in price, and they're things that you can put in different rooms. And this is especially important if you have somebody with an existing respiratory condition, asthma, COPD. Those are things that you want to try and keep the air as clean as possible for those people.
Now, what came out of those cars? What was the toxin?
You know, I haven't read enough on it to know exactly what the toxin is, but my understanding is it was a petroleum-based. And so think about when you're at a gas station and you see the signs saying, you know, there are chemicals here that,
if you're pregnant,
that are known risk, or if you're in an underground car park, usually they'll have the same warnings. And that's just because of the presence of vehicles and petroleum products. You have this those fumes that may persist longer than if it were in an open space or without the presence of gasoline.
So if you inhale this smoke now that's billowing, and this was 2 weeks ago that the derailment happened, and now people are complaining of headaches and their kitty cats dying and sore throats, and do children go back to school, don't they? I mean, you can't vacuum the air. It scares me because I don't understand it.
And it's going to be the need really is for these things in the air to be able to disperse enough into the surrounding areas to be able to be less harmful. It's all about, you know, what's the level per million
And the half-life or something. I mean, will it stay around for a month, a year?
I think that's their concern, really. How long do they have to be vigilant about this? And sometimes this is a place where good masks can be helpful. I remember my father working in the yard when I was a kid, and he always had an N95 mask on when he was in the yard.
Mowing the grass.
And when you see the people coming in to do work on your house and they're working with insulation or drywall, they always have a mask on, or they should, because those are the people who are at most risk for getting those tiny particles in their lungs.
You know, until we all went through COVID 150 plus weeks ago, I never realized how when somebody does it consistently, the surgeons wore masks all the time. I mean, go back to Ben Casey and Dr. Kildare, and they had those masks on, and then I complained about breathing through it and not breathing through it and having to remember it, and all the doctors always had it. What were they protecting from?
Well, they were protecting patients from themselves, really. I mean, when you look at somebody who's going into a surgical procedure, the risk of spreading something from the surgeon to the patient is very real. And when you're talking about a surgical procedure on somebody who has an infection or an infectious process, you certainly want to protect the caregiver from that. Really, it's been in that profession for a very long time. Yes. Dentists as well. And we're just catching up.
Do you think the folks in Ohio will be told to start wearing masks, or is it too late?
I don't think it's ever too late, and that may be the recommendation. I'll have to take a look and see what they've recommended to that community.
I mean, there's always a crisis, isn't there? There's always, you think you're worrying about something today, and then something else happens, and you say, thank you for the blessings. Here we are in the Coachella Valley. We're talking with Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela from
Desert Oasis Healthcare.
Okay, we got a couple minutes before we go to our giveaways. What about the flu season?
Flu season is not over, and there's still time to get your vaccine, and we have them available at Desert Oasis if you're interested, or you can go to your local pharmacy, you can go to your physician's office, but I highly recommend that people who haven't gotten it this year get it.
Because it's free, and COVID's still free at this point, correct or not correct?
COVID is still free.
I don't mean COVID is free. The COVID vaccine. Yeah, COVID's free.
Some people are giving it away like wildfire. No, the vaccines for COVID are free. They continue to be free. The flu vaccines usually are covered by your health plan. There may be a copay for younger insured members. Seniors on a Medicare plan, typically it is free.
Now, do you have to be a DOHC member? I never know. I don't remember, do I? Do you have anything from my memory? What's the rule for DOHC members or just public? Who can get a shot? Who can't?
Anybody in the community can come to Desert Oasis Healthcare and get a COVID shot for free. If you are there and you decide you want to get a flu vaccine, we are happy to provide that to you. We will simply bill your insurance.
Okay. Makes sense.
969-6555.
Where is, as if we don't all know, where is the big campus of DOHC?
Well, we have many campuses because we want to be sure we reach our members wherever they are. But our main campus is in Palm Springs at 275 North LCLO in Palm Springs, across from the airport.
And then there are four or five other immediate cares.
We have one immediate care on our big campus.
Right.
Then we have one in Yucca Valley,
yes,
off of 29 Palms Highway, one in Palm Desert off of 111, and one in Indio off of Dr. Carrion Boulevard.
That's four. See, I did math. That's four. Okay, we're going to do our treasure chest, and then we'll be back, and we'll open the medicine cabinet, and we'll have some more conversation with our own Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela. Okay, Joey Pals, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.